This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, if you thought your job was safe because companies like Starbucks, you know, are doing well and, you know, you want people there when you go to get your morning coffee, no, not safe at all. As we find out that a robot has been able to make coffee and serve it to people's delight at a new cafe in Tokyo. They say Japan has a new robot cafe where customers can enjoy coffee brewed and served by a robot barista. The robot is named Sawyer. Again, this is in Japan, but his name is Sawyer. And it debuted this week at Henna Cafe in Tokyo's downtown business and shopping district of Shibuya. The shop's name is Japanese, meaning strange cafe. It really looks cool in there. The single-armed robot scans a ticket purchased from a vending machine, and then it greets the customer. "Would you care for a delicious coffee?" says the barista. And I've never even used that term. This is the first time I've ever said the word barista. I guess, is a barista somebody that serves coffee? Is it? Don't you just call? No? All right. It's called a barista, I guess. And I guess there's a screen and there's cartoon eyes. Okay, so at least you feel like there's some human component to this. And he asks in a flat tone and he says, "I can make one better than human beings around here." So it grinds up the coffee beans, fills a filter, pours hot water over a paper cup for up to 5 people at once. Now, a cup of coffee is about, what, $3.50? It takes a few minutes. Now, I don't know how much you guys pay at Starbucks. I'm not a big coffee drinker, so I don't know how much coffee costs, but I'm thinking a latte is similar to that price, if not more. So Sawyer can operate an automated machine for 6 other hot drinks, a cappuccino, hot chocolate, green tea latte. Customers took photos of their smartphones. They waited in line. And the cafe operator, travel agency HIS Company, says the robots can increase productivity while entertaining customers. Now, being that it's flu season, I see a huge demand for this, not just from the employer standpoint. And we talk about this all the time, how, you know, for employers, it's very advantageous to have non-people employees so they don't have to worry about people calling out sick and sick leave and workers' comp and sexual harassment claims and discrimination claims and, being fired. Forget what the term is when you're fired for no good cause if you're not in an at-will state. And so, for employers, there's huge advantages. But to the customer, which is why we're going to see a driving force for this, for the customer, they would love a non-coughing, sneezing, unhand-washed employee make their food. They would love that. Until, of course, the story breaks that some fungus was within a robot and got into our food. Assuming these robots are super clean, the average person would probably prefer a machine giving them their food than a human that could carry communicable diseases. And I'm telling you right now, all it takes is another hepatitis outbreak or another salmonella or E. coli outbreak or another Chipotle fiasco or something where people are going to say, "Keep people away from me." We're turning into a society where people just want to stay home, work from home, not want to be around other people. I mean, as a doctor, I couldn't imagine having a career where I'm not around other people. I gladly touch other people, smell them, look in their ears. You really get into, you know, another human, okay, when you're examining them, obviously. And that's something that I knew there was going to be risks, but I like dealing with people. I want to take care of people. I don't care about, you know, being that in that sort of proximity to another person. Yet, you know, with this horrible flu, and as drug-resistant bugs keep evolving, and as we have more vicious viral strains out there, I think the average person is going to prefer not being around humans and prefer robots. So somebody else making your food is probably going to be one of the biggest drives in terms of consumers demanding robots in the workplace. So Masataki Tamaki, general manager of corporate planning, says an essential point is to increase productivity. He said only one person needs to oversee the robot cafe compared to several people needed at a regular coffee shop, so it could better serve quality coffee at a reasonable price. So all you need is one person managing the robots. Takeshi Yamamoto, a 68-year-old restaurant employee who works in the neighborhood, says his first experience was he liked it. He thought the coffee was yummy. So what jobs are going to be taken over by robots? According to Celery.com, bus drivers. Bus drivers have an 89% chance of being replaced by automation. Their median annual salary is $19,894. And they say with all these driverless cars, we're going to probably see bus drivers replace roofers. Roofers have a 90% chance of automation. Their median salary is about $32,000. And apparently robots and artificial intelligence may be the ones fixing roofs. Accountants with TurboTax, FreshBooks, all these tax programs now, many people aren't going to pay for an accountant. Paralegal, annual salary $48,000 to $49,000. Apparently they can analyze documents. Paralegals, my mom was a paralegal. A line cook, line cooks. Now you can have robotic hands with motors, joints, sensors, and again, nobody coughing on the food. Cashier? Oh, right now everybody's using scanners at restaurants and grocery stores, so we won't need cashiers. Credit analysts? I know what my credit looks like. I don't need somebody to analyze it. Loan officers? Okay, now you just plug in your information, and a lending company will tell you online if you can get the loan or not. And then telemarketers. Okay, they can have somebody with a sexy voice. You know, and my GPS is that Australian guy. I kind of like that voice. So now you can pick any voice you like to, you know, give you your, I guess, whatever push they're pushing. So, we are in a little bit of trouble, especially if you guys are asking for the robots. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back. Wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny
or serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason and Scott who are working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I think we're all ready for the Super Bowl. We cannot wait. Some of you can't wait for the football season to end because it was a rough one. For me, I don't really want it to end. I really love football, but I think, we're a little fatigued with one of the most dramatic football seasons I think I've seen in a very long time, with the sit-downs during the and the kneelings during the national anthem to, you know, Ezekiel Elliott, you know, one of my team's very, very necessary player, which we didn't really need that reality check this year that we got. Aaron Rodgers being out for most of the season. I mean, it was kind of rough watching what happened with a lot of the teams. But no surprise, as many of us kind of predicted, that the Eagles and the Patriots were going to be playing in the Super Bowl. Too bad I didn't put money on that one. So, many of you desperately wait for my picks so you know what to bet on, because usually I'm pretty right on when it comes to the Super Bowl. And I need to base this on the NFL injury report. And according to the NFL site, there are no injuries to report. Yet that's not the case. Okay? What we have found out is the Eagles defensive tackle, Timmy Jernigan, did not participate in practice. So he is ill. Now, I don't know if it's the flu. I don't know if it's the rocket pneumonia, the boogie woogie. I don't know what it is. But him not playing for the Eagles could be serious. But that's the only injury we're being really told about that could affect the Eagles. There were four Patriots on limited participation, and now they have been cleared where all players participated. Everybody was present, even Gronkowski. Now, Gronkowski was the one that sustained a concussion a couple weeks back during the Jaguar game, and he was out last week. He did not participate. He did participate in practice as of yesterday. So, New England Patriots, if we had to go by the injury report, and again, this is, you know, less than a day away from the Super Bowl, I would have to say, based on injuries, it's going to be the Patriots, even though I was kind of expected to be the Patriots. However, I am going to be putting side bets on the Eagles scoring first, right? Because you guys have seen how the Patriots have played. They really are kind of crummy usually the first half, and then they kind of come out the second half. So, if Gronkowski ends up not playing, Patriots could be in trouble. Eagles look really, really good. We were talking about how, Tom Brady's, jersey, was stolen last year, a lot of security is up, especially in Minnesota, getting prepared for the game. Yeah, is it because they're worried about terrorist attacks or they're worried that somebody's gonna steal his jersey? Wasn't it an international press, somebody from the press, who stole it? You know, when I get media credentials, I mean, they really screen you, and if you want to do your company proud, you don't steal anything when you're on site. You don't do that. If you want to be invited again. So this guy was a real doofus, the guy that ended up stealing the jersey. I mean, he probably couldn't care about his job. And, of course, yeah, notice how that gets figured out, you know, within hours, right, where his jersey went. Boy, they were on top of that super fast, yet they can't figure out a lot of other things and crimes that happen. Now, we're being told that the economy is going to be affected, especially the stock market, depending on the Super Bowl win. They say if Tom Brady and the Patriots win, the stock market will drop on Monday. Why? Well, according to USA Today, they say Wall Street, I guess, has found a correlation between whoever wins the National Football League Championship and annual equity returns. It's dubbed the Super Bowl indicator. So it claims that the stock market goes down in years, or not just so much Monday, just in for the year, I guess. It goes down when the winner of the big game is from the AFC. A sixth title for the Patriots on Sunday means River, Patriots are AFC, Eagles NFC. If the NFC, somebody from the NFC wins, then the stock market will go up, which is kind of odd because didn't the stock market rise this last year? I mean, many credit Trump, but, you know, the Patriots won last year. They say the market rises if the title-winning team comes from the NFC, like this year's underdog, the Philadelphia Eagles, or a team that was in the NFL before the merger. Okay, yeah, because some people were, before the merger, maybe moved to the AFC versus, okay, anyway. So, this indicator I think is stupid, but it has correctly predicted the annual direction of the Dow Jones Industrial Average 78% of the time in 51 Super Bowls, since the first one is 67, when the Green Bay Packers beat the Chiefs. That was the first Super Bowl. So, what are some of the prop bets as we talked about? Okay, who wins the coin toss? Pink is the one singing the national anthem. Is her version of the national anthem going to be over 2 minutes or under 2 minutes? Okay. I don't know what to tell you with that one because there's no injury report. I don't know what her last sore throat was. The reason why the over 2 minute bet is usually a good bet is because if you are a celebrity and you are on camera of one of the most watched events of the year, are you really going to cut things short? And go, oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light? I mean, are you going to really make it fast? Oh, no.
So you're going to be like, oh, and then you're going to sing that oh for like 20 minutes. And then you're going to be like, say. And then you're going to kind of pause a little bit. I mean, you are going to milk that Star Spangled Banner as long as you can. And my guess is the NFL has rules. Okay, they're not going to let you do runs for 20 minutes on the song. But my guess is that would be, if I had to bet, over 2 minutes. Okay. Her hair color, nobody cares, but is she going to have pink? Is it going to be white? Is it going to be, you know, she's probably going to pick something that will, you know, she's going to want to look good because this is something that's going to be on YouTube forever. I think she has an amazing voice. I'm actually looking forward to that. We talked about Belichick's shirt color. Okay, is it going to be blue? Is it going to be green? They don't call it Gatorade. They call it liquid at the end because it may not be Gatorade, it may be water. What color is going to be thrown on the coach, depending on who wins? Is it going to be orange, blue, purple? I guess the odds are it's like a positive 1,000 plus 1,000. So a lot of interesting prop bets. I don't know if there's any funny, real stupid ones. These are the bets that we always see. Like, is a rabbit or a squirrel going to run across the field? I don't know if they're going to have any of those. You know, they do have safety. You know, you could bet on that. You could bet on, is one of the drives, is a scoring drive going to be shorter or longer than the Star Spangled Banner that Pink sings? Now, you know, and I told you, the reason why people love these things is that they can't stand who's playing, you know, the game, or if they're, you know, not really vested because it's not their team. There are other things you could throw money on and, you know, be excited about. And a lot of people, I got to tell you, this is why sports books do so well. We're suckers for this. You know, for those of us going to a Super Bowl party, Super Bowl parties are about 4 or 5 hours. And it's very easy to start getting bored. You know, you start drinking. Everybody starts drinking when they get there, and, you know, they start eating. And then by halftime, maybe they'll, you know, go pee, and, you know, they'll get some more food or whatever. But you start to get really tired third quarter, especially if you don't like the team or if your team is losing. And so, you know, they want people interested. They want people watching. I'm sure there's going to be a prop bet with Super Bowl commercials, you know. But my thing with it is, you know, I did fairly well, you know, this season in terms of my bets. Not as well as I could have because, you know, I really bet only just a little bit. So when I won, I didn't win that much. But I think we're going to have a good game. I really, really do. All right. And that should be also a prop bet. You know, how many people set out the Star Spangled Banner? I hope that's done with. I'm hoping when we go into our next season, okay, that, you know, people are going to just, you know, respect our country. Okay, we got veterans out there. We got people that died for our country. Got people that sacrificed. And I think we're all sick of the subject. And I think Pink singing the Star Spangled Banner, they say she may get political, she may not. Her father was a veteran in the Vietnam War. So very, very cool. And she is an Eagle fan. So I guess another prop bet is she going to mention the Eagles? Okay. For those of you who don't care at all, I'm not sure what you're going to do on Sunday because we're all watching football. Oh, the streets are empty. I got to tell you. And I don't even mind that, even from an economy standpoint. You know how many people buy beer? Anyway, when we come back, we got a lot to talk about. All right. So, Trump has approved the release of the controversial memo on FBI surveillance and FISA. It is online. Okay, if we don't cover it today, you could read it for yourself so you could see exactly what, I don't want to say see transpire, but you can see how, I guess, the why the controversy unfolded and why Trump wanted this unclassified for people to see that it's just not a very fair world out there. We're also going to talk about those of you who are loud snorers are 3 times more likely to develop dementia. The louder you snore, and we've talked about this, the worse it is for you. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of The Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said,
"Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?"
And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. You know how we were talking about everybody's been getting bonuses, like at Lowe's, at Home Depot, and, you know, and people are getting up to $1,000 in bonuses? Well, apparently we have a group of people that got bonuses, but they got to pay it back. This doesn't have anything to do with the Trump plan. But they say more than 100 North Carolina teachers who got bonuses have been told that they got to pay the money back because, though, it was a mistake. News outlets report that 124 Wake County public school system teachers mistakenly received the bonus because of a clerical error. State law requires that the teachers have to return the money. So the district officials yesterday began contacting the teachers. And boy, were they mad. Teachers can return the money either by writing a check to the district or by paying it back in installments over time. The money for the elementary and middle school teachers averaged $3,000. High school teachers received anywhere from $2,500 to $3,500. And bonuses were intended for teachers who were considered to be in the top 25% for effectiveness, which is determined by student achievement levels. Now, I wonder how they do that with honors classes. When you have honors classes and AP classes, you would think whoever gets to teach those will always seem to get the bonuses. So that's kind of interesting because obviously they're, you know, you got the overachievers in those. I was in AP classes and honors as a kid. I told you guys I was adored. I tell you what. Okay, let me just really quickly here before we talk about some more medical news. This is why I was in the honors classes. It wasn't that I was smart. Do you guys know? Do I sound smart? I'm not. Look, I'm a good student, okay? I could study. I could pass my boards. I could ace tests, get a good grade on my SAT, ACT, PSAT. I knew how to take tests. I liked studying. I liked school. But the reason why I wanted to be in honors, okay, was because I really, really dug that whole AP program. And for those of you not familiar with it by now, over the past 20, 30 years, if you took an AP class in high school, that was money in the bank because that AP class counted towards a college class. So you could get 4 credits, 5 credits. And I was going to be the first person in my family to go to college. We had no money for college, so I got a scholarship. And I wanted to, you know, have as little out-of-pocket and as little college classes as I needed to get the job done. And so AP classes, I had enough AP classes where it basically bought me close to a semester. So I was able to have a real nice 4 years of college that wasn't, yeah, I thought it was a heavy load, but considering what it could have been, because most people need 5 years to graduate, I was able to do it in 4 years pretty easily because I had close to a semester done by the time I was in high school. And if you really want to know what makes me tick, is killing two birds with one stone. If I could be in high school and already be getting college credit at the same time, that is like money to me. And you guys know I like money. So for any of you kids, if any of you have kids who are going, I'd rather take the easy way out, you know, don't make me do honors and stuff. Let me just kind of get through my classes because I've got a lot of other stuff, you know, to do. If they have the aptitude and they like test taking and they're dorky like me, those AP classes are going to be really, really nice. Plus, the other thing I noticed is compared to honors, regular classes gave you more homework. In honors, they're like, you guys already know this. You don't have to do the busy work. So honors class seems to have less homework than regular classes. So I thought that was pretty interesting. So very cool. Okay. Now, speaking of class, a lot of you guys snore, okay, sleep in class, fell asleep in class. Now we're being told that loud snorers are 3 times more likely to develop dementia. Now, we talked about why you snore in your sleep. Okay, do you guys remember why? Okay, no, it has nothing to do with the size of your nose. It may have to do with the size of your tongue. But whenever you make noise with air, it's because there's airway resistance. For those of us who remember in physics class, I couldn't stand physics, but I do remember that the more resistance you have along a conduit, as air passes, you can increase the amplitude of sound. Okay, and we've talked about this with farts. The more, like, if I have a real bad hemorrhoid flare-up, okay, I mean, I'm very musical. Yet, if everything is kind of relaxed and quiet, then it's like, quiet. Okay, we've talked about that. Airway resistance, okay, is, makes sound. So when you're, sleeping or trying to sleep, and you're on your back, and the tongue falls to the back of the throat, or if you have large tonsils, or if you have a big neck, you will have less of an airway, less room for that air to go, and you make noise. Well, if you have less room for the air, we don't care about the musical tones or the, you know, intonations of the sound of the air. We care about the quantity, which means you're probably getting less air into your body. So less oxygen means more risk of dementia, which is why I really think we should start sleeping with oxygen to prevent dementia. I don't understand why nobody, you know, anyway. So sleep apnea is a common sleep disorder that we talk about that basically cuts off your oxygen supply, can kill brain cells. Australian researchers are now launching the first study of this kind to discover if you treat this, it could prevent dementia. We've known this for a while. Treating sleep apnea is imperative. It'll help your blood pressure. It'll help your heart. And they say people who suffer from sleep apnea are 2 to 3 times more likely to develop Alzheimer's disease. Now, sleep apnea is very common. 22 million people in the United States have it. And those are people diagnosed. I'm dying to find out how many people are, you know, don't get diagnosed.
A lot of people don't like to, you know, have a sleep study, which is very easy. It's where your breathing is monitored, and they can tell you how many times you stop breathing, and apnea is where you stop breathing. Now, there's two different types. One is obstructive, which is the more common type that you've heard of, where you have something obstructing the airway, like your tongue, fat, tonsils, sometimes the position of you sleeping. And there's central apnea, where you stop breathing from a central reason or something in the brain, where your respiratory, for example, let's say you overdose on narcotics. You can have apnea because of the respiratory depression drive dropped in the brain, okay? Central is scarier, by the way, but any form of apnea can be scary. So your throat starts to relax when you sleep, and then you start to sound like that. So I think treating people with CPAP, continuous positive airway pressure, is excellent in terms of getting the air past those tissues. But the reason why I bring up oxygen is I'm just wondering if even if you don't have sleep apnea, if you sleep in a more oxygenated environment, does it help your brain? Now, I don't know if this is something that, you know, the medical powers that be would want me to recommend everybody go to sleep with oxygen. I'm sure there's some risk to some people. But I just would think that the more oxygen you get, the better you are, better off you are, whether you have sleep apnea or not. But going back to sleep apnea, we got to push the air through the back of the throat. So continuous positive airway pressure does that. Now, Professor Colson and his colleagues are enrolling sleep apnea patients right now to see if wearing the mask can stop brain damage. They're going to look at people between 55 to 75, and they're going to start watching them over years. And, you know, there are ways to check your oxygen in your sleep. There are take-home tests. Many people don't want to be watched when they sleep, even though usually in these sleep studies, you're all put up to monitors. But there are tests you could take home tests, where you can hook yourself up and monitor your oxygen. You'll have a pulse oximeter on your finger that'll test your oxygen, and then you will have probes that will evaluate if you stop breathing and how long you stop breathing, sometimes 10 seconds, and then how many times it happens per hour. If you stop breathing 10 times per hour, that's some serious stuff as well. So we'll keep you guys posted on that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. They say a couple glasses of wine a day can help, quote-unquote, clean the brain. According to University of Rochester researchers, they exposed mice to the equivalent of two glasses of red or white wine or 1.5 pints of beer a day. And compared to the animal, the mice that drank more efficiently flushed waste products linked to dementia and Alzheimer's. Now, excessive alcohol is not good for the brain, according to Dr. Nedergaard. However, low doses of alcohol could be beneficial to the brain. Mice were given ethanol, which is a compound of alcohol. And so we've seen that, you know, especially in Europe, studies where people have done better in terms of having a glass or two at night. But again, use caution, because we do know that alcohol can predispose you to cancer. 1-877-DOC-DALI, don't go in.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny
or serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metal dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said,
Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?
And I said, sure, Ryan. And in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So this is interesting. If you don't want to get bit by a dog, don't be scared of the dog. That's according to a latest study at a Liverpool University. The more anxious you are, the higher the chance you have of getting bit. Anxiety significantly raises the risk of suffering a dog bite. They said animal lovers have warned for centuries that dogs can sense someone's fear. But new research definitively establishes a link between personality type and dog bite risk. And this was published in the British Medical Journal of Epidemiology and Community Health. They questioned 694 people living in Cheshire, both dog owners and non-dog owners, and a quarter of the participants said they had been bitten by a dog at least once in their life. Now, the scientists assess their emotional stability using a psychological test called the 10-item personality inventory. It measures confidence, nervousness, and anxiety. They found that people who were more stable and less neurotic were least likely to get bitten. That's true. Dogs really pick up on your excitement. We have two dogs and we got five cats. Don't ask. I don't know why we have so many animals, but we do. And so Uzi is the little Bichon that we adopted. And, you know, if I'm like, you know, quiet for a period of time, she's quiet. But if I look at her and I go, Uzi, and I start getting all excited, like, Uzi, she gets excited. And it is so easy. This is why we love dogs. Cats, they look at you like, huh? Okay. I'm like, oh, shake it, please, shake it away. Shake it. He's like, leave me alone. You're stupid. But the dog, I have the power to change that dog from being quiet to the most, you know, hyper, crazy, googly-eyed, you know, animal on the planet. Why? Because if I increase my excitement, I can increase hers. But then the same also goes with fear. If you're fearful, they may pick up on that. They may be fearful, and then they may bite. So you have to be less neurotic. The research team, believes insecure people have insecure dogs. They also think that people with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder could provoke their dogs in their behavior. See, it's funny. I've never gotten bit by a dog. Now, of course, it's because, you know, I'm like, oh, you know, I'm always smiling, and maybe I don't look scared. Even if I see a mean dog, I'm like, oh, yeah, I bet you whatever, daddy. And, you know, I'm sure the dog's like, I don't know if I should bite her or if I should flee. So the average dog flees when they see me. Anyway, if you do have a dog and you think the dog is prone to biting, then you don't want to look scared. All right, dog bites affect 740 per 100,000 people in the population. I guess we'll usually give you antibiotics, Augmentin, clean the wound, give you a tetanus shot. If you do get bit, please don't take care of it on your own. Make sure you let one of us look at it, especially since sometimes you'll have pieces of dog teeth in your wound. That's why usually I would x-ray. If it seems like a dog bite that really hit a bone, I look because your bones are strong. And sometimes dogs will leave pieces of teeth in you. So I'll x-ray because you could pick up the teeth because it's a bone. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. They say NFL players die younger than amateur players. This is very interesting. They say the mortality rate difference was not statistically significant, but there was still a, quote, higher risk of death compared to those that never made it to the NFL. Study was published in the Journal of American Medical Association just days before the Super Bowl. And they say the same day three NFL players had appeared on the Today Show to describe their fears about the sport-related disease. You know, we've been hearing a lot about people in the NFL concerned about them getting dementia, having issues with cognitive disorders and anger and CTE, or chronic traumatic encephalopathy. Now, this particular study looked at 2,900 athletes who played for the NFL an average of 5 years, to 879, quote, replacement players who filled in for three games during the mid-80s strike. Critics say the AMA study has several flaws and more research, you know, needs to be done. But this isn't the first time we heard that NFL players, you know, may have health issues. Now, there was a study a while back that said NFL players actually live longer because they're in top shape also. Maybe they have more money. You know, maybe they could, you know, go to the doctor as easily. There was a study, from Boston University last year that found 99% of deceased former NFL players had signs of chronic traumatic encephalopathy, CTE. But it's just kind of interesting how, you know, we're starting to see more of a trend of these studies showing if you do very highly acclaimed sports, you may not be living the healthiest lifestyle. And you may not be one of the lucky ones. Now, speaking of lucky, we have an Eagles fan who is very, very happy. Apparently a Vikings fan surprised a 13-year-old Eagles fan with Super Bowl tickets. Why? Because this Eagles fan survived cancer. Very, very cool. Cole Fitzgerald of New Jersey learned just a couple days ago that he gets to go to Minneapolis. Why? Because of somebody who donated their tickets in Minnesota. As you know, the Vikings didn't win against the Eagles, so they're not playing. So I think you have a lot of Vikings fans that don't really care about this week's game. And I get that. That would have been so cool if the Vikings won. So according to the kid, according to the story, the tickets were delivered in person. Apparently, he won them at a charity event 2 days before his team lost to the Eagles. The kid had neuroblastoma since he was 3. It's a brain tumor. And has dealt with a number of health issues, hearing loss, which was a side effect of the chemotherapy. Also never was able to play football because of a joint disorder from birth. So a Minnesota man found this story online about a young Eagles fan, okay, and he wanted to give the tickets to him. So that was very, very cool. So they are heading to Minneapolis today. They're going to get a ride in a Tesla, attend a Super Bowl pregame party, and then the big game on Sunday. And Delta Airlines and Country Inn Suites have donated their travel. This trip is estimated to cost between $20,000 and $25,000, so the Fitzgeralds are so happy. I think that's cool. That's a real good feel-good story. I like that. I think that's really nice. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We talked about this Florida nurse, an ER nurse, that was on a video complaining about her day's work and yelling at how people need to wash their hands, and how the ER was a cesspool of funky flu. And this has been getting a lot of, discussion, because Catherine Smith Lockler of Milton, Florida, aired her frustration after work. She looks great. Looks like she's all made up. She's got her makeup. Her hair looks good. But anyway, she gets into her car, and it looks like she makes this video talking about how frustrated she was finishing a 12-hour shift, and, what she saw with the flu. And unfortunately, there was a lot of sarcasm, and she chastised people who bring people to the hospital, saying don't, because it's a cesspool of funky flu. Don't bring your healthy children. She says, right now we have up to 25 to 30 patients sitting for hours in the emergency room waiting room. Some of them are not true emergencies, but they're waiting along with the flu right next to them, so guess what? And so she's kind of very sarcastic, saying wash your stinking hands so you don't get all your babies sick. And so I get how, you know, maybe she was trying to make an educational video. And some people like it. Some people are fans of hers. I thought it came across a little too condescending. And I also don't like the idea of any healthcare worker looking like they're kind of complaining about their shift. Okay? We love our work. Yeah, it could be a rough day, but we love seeing you guys. And the other point I want to make with this is people coming to the ER, quote-unquote, not sick. I can't tell you how many people came to the ER for something they thought was mild that actually was more serious. And so I don't like medical providers or patients diagnosing themselves as, this is no big deal. I mean, how many people have died of a heart attack, my father included, not really feeling that sick, but going, this is something I can just kind of deal with on my own. And then they drop dead at home of a heart attack. So, again, I do have some issues with it, but I do. She is right. Wash your hands. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. MakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.